Lent, Week 5, Monday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus, the Son of ransomed earth, shed in our inmost souls thy light, as in spring days a fairer birth heralds each morn the doom of night. This hour of grace thou dost impart, teach us with flowing tears the stain to cleanse from every victim heart that longs to feel love's welcome pain. The day is come, the accepted day, when Greece like nature flowers anew. Trained by thy hand the surer way, rejoice we in our springtime too. Let the whole earth in worship bow, great God, before thy mercy seat, as we, renewed by grace, do now with praises new thy presence greet. The Lord cares for the weak and oppressed. Psalm 10. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord cares for the weak and oppressed. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Psalm 14. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. God chose us in his Son, and made us his adopted sons. A Canticle from Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God chose us in his Son, and made us his adopted sons. A reading from Romans chapter 5. As if God meant to prove how well he loves us, it was while we were still sinners that Christ, in his own appointed time, died for us. All the more surely, then, now that we have found justification through his blood, shall we be saved through him from God's displeasure. Responsory. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I bear witness to myself, says the Lord, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I bear witness to myself, says the Lord, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me. Intercessions. Let us call on the name of the Lord Jesus, who saves his people from their sins. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Christ our Lord, you gave yourself up for the Church to make her holy. Renew her once more through the Spirit of repentance. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Good Master, let your people discover that way of life which you have planned for each of them. May they be faithful to your grace and fulfill your will for them. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Give hope to the sick and make them well again. Help us to comfort and take care of them. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. In baptism, you made us sons and daughters of the Father. May we live for you now and always. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Grant to the faithful departed peace and glory. Let us reign with them one day in your heavenly kingdom. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, your abounding grace has enriched us with every blessing. Transform us from our sinful condition to newness of life, and prepare us for the glory of your kingdom. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.